October 1st, Karl Marx published Das Kapital and played capitalist games himself. On this day in 1867, Karl Marx published his famous book, Das Kapital. He saw capitalism as the exploitation of labor by those holding productive capital assets, the employers. Given these trenchant views, some people have been surprised to learn that Karl Marx himself was not above playing the stock market. In 1864, according to historical documents, share deals in London netted the father of communism the equivalent of £15,000. It's a lot of money in 1864. The money for his venture into capitalism was borrowed from his factory-owning comrade, Friedrich Engels. And Marx is quoted as telling friends with breathtaking political incorrectness, "It doesn't take much time to do this, and if you're willing to risk a little bit, you can grasp money away from your opponents." It seems communism and capitalism can exist profitably together. Marx wrote several sonnets to his wife, Jenny von Westphalen, including this concluding sonnet to Jenny. "One more thing to you, child, I must tell. Gay this farewell poem, my singing's end. These last waves of silver throb and swell, that my Jenny's breath its music lend. Swift as over gilt and looming fell, through cascade and forest land, life's fleet hours shall hasten on until pure perfection's end in you they find. Bravely clad in flowing robes of fire, proudly uplifted, heart transformed by light, master now from bonds released entire. Firmly do I tread through spaces free. Shatter pain before your visage bright, while the dreams flash out towards life's tree." Today I ask that people of all political hues may coexist happily.